Morning, Rabbi Chayodim, Hilchos Mezuzah. We're looking at Klal Tezvav, and we're holding at the end of Siman Zayin. So the last case that the Chayodim talks about in Siman Zayin is a case where there's no fourth wall, so there are three walls. So it comes out that the walls, number one and three, the end of their walls could theoretically be counted as the mezuzahs for the fourth side, because they end over there as the end of a wall. And we said before that the end of a wall can count as a mezuzah. But in this scenario, they're running parallel to the flow of traffic, as opposed to the case before where they're running perpendicular to the flow of traffic. In Ruach Revi is Psucha Lagamri. If the fourth side is totally open, even if there are not only wall, end of a wall, but there's going to be a post, two posts on the two sides, which their goal is not to act as a mezuzah to the entrance on the fourth side, but their goal is to support the roof. Petura shere ein kan pesach klal. So the Chayyadim says that's not considered a pesach at all, and there's no chiyuv mezuzah at all. Now there is the sheet of the Rosh, which holds that this case would be chayiv, and obviously to be chayiv with the bracha, to be talking about a case that there was a door there, because otherwise there was nothing. We already mentioned before. We'll see it later on that requires that a door should be in the doorway. But in this situation where the Chayyadim paskins that there's not even a chiyuv to put up with without a bracha, it's not even a suffix as far as he's concerned. There's no chiyuv to put up, and that seems to be the scum of the poskim. In this situation, Ruach Avias does not require, if it's totally open, it does not require a mezuzah. Now he says over here this idea that the mudim are sim lechazek atikra. So that's still potter, because they're there not to act as doorposts, but to be mechazik the tikra. So actually in halacha we differentiate between the following: a case where it's talking about a case of this was a bias where a person lives in. So in that situation, the person does have a goal to try and close off that area. So even though the mudim are there lechazik the tikra, it's going to be chayav and a mezuzah, albeit without a bracha, because usually there's no door in this type of situation. But in a case where it's, we're going to agree with the Chayyadim, in a case where it's not a part of a house, but let's say this is on the area of a chotzer, and on the one side of the chotzer there are two poles on the two sides, and there's a mashkaf going across the front. So it has two mezuzahs and a mashkev, but their purpose there is not to act as mezuzahs, but just to support that mashkev going across. So that's their purpose. So then they are not going to generate a doorway, and there's no chiyuv to put a mezuzah there. So a common example of that is, let's say, a carport where you have across the front, you have a beam going across, and you have two beams on the side to support it. So the purpose is not to generate a doorway. It's not the goal over there to generate a doorway. The goal is just to help support the cover, which is coming across, and you have no interest in closing off that side. You actually want it open, then the car should be able to go in and out without any difficulty. So you don't have any goal to close off that area. So in that situation, those side posts would not act as a mezuzah, and that's what the Pesach and Chayyadim is followed, that there's no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah at all, even without a bracha. Ches, how you miksosa makura, miksosa in a makura, if part of the area which you're enclosing does not have a roof. So there's no roof at all, it's not chayyav and mezuzah. There are cases which are chayyav as a chotzer, but a bias, which is supposed to function as a bias, and then it's lacking the tikra, is not really a normal, it's not really a normal doorway into an unroofed home. So it's not chayyav and mezuzah. So let's say part of it is roofed. So then the lach is im tikra l'tzara pesach, yesh b'dal l'aldal. Excuse me, dalad. So it's chayiv. So if the area which is roofed covered with the roof is four amas by four amas, and the roof part is towards the door side, towards the doorway. Even if it doesn't actually reach all the way to the doorway, there's a gap of less than three tefachim, which is the din of lavud. So, as long as you have that type of a gap and not more than that, so the lach is going to be chayiv. Have a good day.